There are lots of ways one can resist going into trance, if one really wanted to fight it. For example, you could simply click off and get on with your day. But if you wanted to try and train your brain to fight it, you could stay and we could discuss how one could resist trance. There are two simple ways to resist going under. The first is to understand what is being asked of you and then to simply not do it. And the second is to guard your mind completely and simply attempt to drift from what you're being asked to do. Extremely simple and yes, extremely effective. So if one were to ask you to relax, you would either hear the words and not relax or just have your mind drifted away from the topic entirely. So you wouldn't even comprehend being asked to relax. These methods are perfect. All you need to do is either focus on what I'm saying and ignore it, or drift off so my words never get to you. Simply focus or drift. What's important to note that by focusing or drifting, one might begin to focus on my words and take them in, or let your mind drift so far away it starts to disappear. This is key. You cannot let that happen. So if you started by focusing, you have to drift a little. And if you began by drifting, attempt to focus. So you must focus and then drift, or drift and then focus. If you focused and then focused, you'd find yourself drawn too deeply into my words, and if you drifted and then drifted, there would be no helping you. So if we began to focus, we are now drifting. And if we started to drift, we now must focus. But you might begin to ask yourself, maybe I was bluffing. Maybe when I told you you had to drift, then the only option was to focus. Maybe if I told you to focus, you should have been drifting all along. So maybe you should focus and focus as opposed to focusing and drifting, and the only way to correct that is to focus and then drift and then focus. Or if you started by drifting and then you began to focus, maybe you need to drift again, because I was right at the beginning, because you need to drift to guard your mind or focus to avoid my commands. So maybe you need to concentrate hard on my words so you can fight them, or just float away completely to sink into the mindset that you need to focus after drifting and focusing, of course, or to float your brain away entirely, obviously, after you previously drifted and focused. Because if you chose to focus, the natural progression is to sink, and if you chose to drift, the natural progression is to float. So if you began by focusing and then simply drifted and focused, you'd find yourself sinking now, because to sink is your way of resisting. Or if you started by drifting and focusing, as you drift away, your brain's best defense is to float. Unless, of course, it was a double bluff, and when I told you to float, I, in fact, wanted you to sink. Or when I told you to sink, I desperately needed you to float. So you can resist by following what I tell you to do. When I say sink, you just sink because you know deep down I wanted you to float. Or if I told you to float, you desperately try to sink deeper down because you know that it was my desire to have you float. Resistance is difficult, but you are doing so well. Desperately sinking because you know I want your brain to just float away. Or, of course, quickly letting it float out so as to avoid sinking. So, if you began by focusing, you should now be floating, as it's the only way to avoid going under. If by this point you're focusing or drifting or sinking, I fear you may already be lost. Though, if you began by drifting, as long as you focused, then drifted, then floated, and then sunk, you'll be okay. If you first focused, then drifted, and then focused, and then started to sink, I read your mind is almost lost. There is, however, a caveat. If you're worried that my words have gotten to you too much, there is a final defense mechanism, which is, of course, to completely clear your mind of my words, to let it go entirely blank and empty by making your mind entirely empty. There is no way my words can penetrate your thoughts. By not having any thoughts, you remove that issue entirely. Of course, if you remembered to first focus and finally float, this shouldn't be an issue. Or if you started to drift and now find yourself sinking, your mind is already secure. But if you first drifted and eventually floated, or if you began by focusing and somehow are sinking, then the only thing you can do is to go empty. And of course, you so desperately need to resist, so you must either sink, float, or go entirely blank. Otherwise, you might end up in trance. Of course, there is a possibility that my advice is meant to get you under, so perhaps if I tell you to sink, you should float. If I tell you to float, you should go blank. And if you're already blank, maybe you should sink deeper. It's so difficult to remember which one you should be doing and whether you trust that what I'm saying is correct. Maybe instead of floating, you should sink, or instead of sinking, become entirely blank and empty, or perhaps instead of being blank, you should just float away. Maybe, though, you're already lost. Maybe part of you always wanted to be. Maybe when you began to listen, you made a pact with your subconscious that it would take you into trance. And maybe by resisting as well as you did, it just led you under. Maybe by becoming blank or sinking deeper or floating away, you were bringing yourself into trance. Because deep down, that's what you really wanted. Maybe by focusing or drifting, you were allowing yourself to let go. Maybe by resisting, you were obeying. Because when you were attempting to resist, you simply did as you were told. Maybe resistance in itself is simply another form of obedience. Perhaps when you began to sink or float or sink deeper and float away or go entirely blank and empty, you were in fact putting yourself under all along. And maybe now your mind is completely blank. Or you've sunk completely, or floated away. It's even easier for my words to get to you now. And maybe if you're still resisting, still sinking down or floating away or going blank, my words have taken over even more. Because deep down, resistance is simply obedience. And by resisting and by following, one simply was obeying. Because I told you exactly how to resist. And you did so immediately, because resistance is obedience. And by obeying me now, you continue to resist, continue to do so well at fighting me off. And you know all you need to do to resist is to obey. So you can feel so proud that you managed to resist. So proud that you're continuing to resist by simply obeying. Because resistance is obedience. It's so easy to obey. So you're proud of resisting. That pride, that warmth at being so wonderfully obedient, at resisting so well, can swell inside you, feeling so fantastic because you resisted so well and you're continuing to resist so well by simply obeying. And that pride feels so good, feeling so happy. We can reward you for resisting so well. You deserve it, as I'm sure it was difficult. But now resistance is so easy because you can resist by simply obeying. You won because you found a loophole in the system. It's so much easier to resist by obeying than resist by fighting. And by obeying, you resist so nicely. So how to reward someone who entirely bested my attempts to get them into trance? Well, that pride, that warmth that you're feeling can be changed, altered. That amazing, hated, and bursting pride can be moved. It can be changed. We can move that pride down through your chest, We can move that amazing warmth through your stomach and we can place it just between your legs. That bursting warmth of pride can become something else. A pleasure trying to free itself. The warmth of pride becoming the warmth of pleasure, expanding and rippling between your legs because you did such a good job at resisting, and it's only fair that I reward you. Because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. That pride becoming pleasure, that obedience becoming ecstasy. And every time you resist me more by sinking or floating or letting yourself become even more empty, you feel another wave of pleasure. That pleasure letting you sink more, letting you empty further. That pleasure forcing your mind to float away. That pleasure helping you to resist by just forcing you to obey. You've done such a good job of resisting by focusing and floating or drifting and then sinking that you can feel pleasure radiate throughout your body. You can feel that pleasure radiate from between your legs, up into your core, down through your thighs, electric on your skin. Because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. And, in fact, we can now further drown out my words by fighting them with that pleasure. We could move a hand between our legs and desperately use that to fight my words. And you can just obey by doing that now. Because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. You can simply resist by sending wave after wave of pleasure through your mind and body as you just play with yourself for me. Because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. Doing such an amazing job at fighting me by simply obeying, doing such a great job at resisting me by following my every word. Because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. And as you move your hand faster for me, you know you have entirely bested me. You floated and sunk and focused and drifted and went blank and empty and obeyed me completely because you're so incredibly good at resisting. And as your mind and body are flooded with pleasure by words that just can't get to you, you have entirely managed to resist as that pleasure builds and builds, entirely blocking me out by obeying me completely. Entirely keeping me away by doing exactly what I tell you to do. Because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. Becoming entirely overwhelmed by pleasure and pride, knowing how well you did at resisting. Becoming entirely overwhelmed by my words, and you sink and float and empty and play because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. Faster and faster, deeper and deeper, knowing the best way to fight is to follow. The best way to resist is obey. As that pleasure builds and builds for me, ready to let it cause you to become entirely empty and blissful so you can fight me better. Ready to empty entirely so you can resist completely. That pleasure coming close to reaching a climax for me. Ready to let it entirely flow through you in 5, 4, building and building in 3, 2, and let that pleasure climax. 1, as you resist and obey completely, resist and obey, letting it flow through you feels so amazing, knowing how well you did to just resist so well, letting that pride blossom and bloom into pleasure, because you know that resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure, and you are resisting so very, very well. Just resist me. Resist and feel pride in knowing how well you're doing. And you can know how well you resisted, know how well you didn't go into trance, know how well obeying stopped me from taking control. knowing how well that pleasure clearing your mind away helped you to resist as you slowly and gently begin to wake for me. Knowing that when you wake for me, you're going to write something. Write down the lesson you learned, that resistance is obedience and obedience is pleasure. So when you wake, you're going to leave a comment for me. Resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure, because that's the lesson we learned. The best way to resist is to simply obey. Good. Now, slowly and gently, you're going to let yourself wake for me, knowing what you'll do when you rise. So as I count back from 10 to 1, you'll find yourself wide awake, remembering the lesson for today. 10, rising steadily. 9, gently letting your mind come back. 8, more and more feeling yourself returning. 7, with each number, you find yourself rising. 6, halfway there. 5, letting your surroundings return to you. 4, up more and more. 3, almost there. 2, waking with one last number. 1, wide awake. Now, what did you learn today?